Okay, so I'm going to try to break this down in a concise way, which I do tend to rabble on a lot, but I'm going to try to break this down in a concise way. So, feats for men versus feats for women. Feats for man, and this is purely on an interpersonal, like dating world, interpersonal side of it, right? Feats for men is to become desirable to woman, right? And the feat for woman has become desirable to man, but the deeper parts is what I'm going to touch on, right? So we'll start with men first. The feat for men, the feat for men is once we turn, let's say 18, right? We become adults. Let's say we turn 18. And see, men, as kids, men and women, we're taught, oh, just be yourself and you'll find somebody who loves and cares you, blah, 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 blah. Well, every dating, statistic will tell you, look, men are going to have it much more difficult earlier on in life, right? So the feat for us guys, when we hit 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, is to go through most guys, unless you're like, a rarity, like your parents were rich or you just unnaturally have great looks or something like that. Most of the average pool of guys are going to be severely undesirable to most women because it stems back to what we truly offer the world, right? To what we grow into being able to offer the world. Men offer, resources, women offer, reproduction. And that's about it. That's the essential core of it, Men offer protection and resources, women offer, sex and reproduction. And everything else about the individual can just fall by the wayside, right? So as guys, our feat is when we hit that, 15, 16, 17, 18, we grow up, we're gonna have a much harder time. Why? Because there's plenty of older men who are just, let's just be honest about it, who are just better than us because we don't have any experience yet at 15, between 15 to 24. We have no, we have, we we're learning. These are the years that men have to grow and learn to become something. You see, this is defeat for us now. But the good part is once we get there, once we straighten out all the things in our brain and get everything going down the right path, we're good. We don't have to worry about it. If anything, like we'd rather kind of be alone because we dealt with the because we learned how to deal with failure. We learned to see people's true colors because people treat who they pe a person is going to treat somebody they don't like how they really are. You see what I'm saying? Like when there's no benefit in that person being around, let's say a pretty, let's just say a pretty woman, right? That pretty woman is going to treat everybody that she thinks is less attractive than she is. She's going to treat her how her character really is, right? So as men, we're used to seeing that. We are used to seeing we're used to seeing the brutal truths and realities of life. That's why when we get older, we're more at guys, and most for the most part, we're more at peace. Other than like searching out a hobby, we like to argue about shit like that just to give us something to get riled up about. We're more at peace by the time we start hitting 30, 35, 40. We become more at peace. Is this a, but on the flip side, this is why women it just gets much worse for women after these ages. But let's stick on the topic of men. So for men, our biggest feat is to make it through those first, I'd say roughly 10 years of adulthood. That's our biggest feat. Our biggest feat is to make it through that and not get like severely bitter or angry or you something and do some fucked up shit. That's our biggest feat because we get no love, no care from the world. We get no love and care from the world, right? Because when we're in these ages, the world, unless you're picking up something heavy or your parents had some money or in a company and you just kind of were like, the person they could suck up to get hired on or some shit like that, unless you fit into anyone else's category or you were just like unnaturally good looking type of shit, like the world don't care about us, right? Fucking period. It's just the reality. And yeah, it's just the reality. So our biggest feat is to figure out through picking up scraps of how to become man, how to become better, how to become. and how it's going to work for us, and how does our personality fit with this, and how our swagger can, you know, fit with this. You know, these are our feats. And then what? But see, the thing is, once our feats are up front more damaging because it's all we know. So a lot of guys. So what'll happen is also a lot of guys won't. A lot of guys will lead the rest of their lives believing that they're still 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, and they'll be, you know, much better, much better. But it's almost like the elephant conditioning. Once some guys, they'll get conditioned and they can never, they'll never grow out of it. Like I said earlier, that's our biggest feat, is to grow out of that and realize we this fucking 15 foot tall, 1500 pound elephant. So that we're bigger, we're not that little baby elephant no more. That's our biggest feat, right? And so when it comes to relationships, our biggest feat is to realize that shit, right? Our biggest feat is to realize that okay, just to be real about it, we are better than us as an individual man will be better than the woman as an individual woman. All right, we are worth more. All right, fucking period. That's the hardest. That is the hardest feat for us to get. Because, okay, because then let's go on topic of, you know, when you try to get a woman, you get a woman, and see, the woman for men, you go out, you get a woman, right? The woman has had so much more experience on interpersonal levels that she will be light years ahead of you. By the time you get your first girlfriend, that girl is really light years ahead of you. She's just letting you think that you run some shit, but she's known how to pick up on the little intricacies of what you're doing and what that must mean and this and that. She knows, because she's had dick tossed at her since she was 12. If you don't believe me, go back to that with that Blue Jasmine video that she talked about when she was 12. Motherfuckers was coming up to her trying to buy her phones and shit. They've been getting dick tossed at them. They were born into that shit, right? So she has much more experience. So our feat is to realize that okay, when it comes to dating, that anything a woman can give you can be pretty easily replaced. Anything a woman has to offer you, you can go out there and buy it, and probably for much cheaper, if we be honest about it. You see, the hardest thing for guys to understand is that we really like we are the leader. We are, and if she doesn't choose to follow, then let her go. If that woman in your life does not choose to follow you, the hardest thing to realize is do not put any severe focus, any specialty of she must be special and all this shit. Don't do that. Realize if you had a good one, do that. For sure. Realize that, yeah, she's a good one, that type of shit. But see, this is another hard thing, because men, we're built on loyalty. We want that loyalty. We want that consistent, chronic loyalty, you see. And then we incidentally almost like put it on a pedestal once it shows signs of it. But that's a mistake with bitches. You have to know how to let them go. These are our feats, you see. These are our feats. And the thing is, our feats are super self. Our feats have much higher risks of destroying us as an individual, as a man, if we go the wrong path with it. Our feats have and that's just what it is to be man. Our feats have much higher risks in it involved, because we are the heavyweight boxers of the shit. One right hook might knock us out. You see, bitches world, in the world that bitches live in, bitches are lightweight boxers. Them motherfuckers will throw 500 punches a minute. Ain't nobody gonna get knocked out, because them punches don't hurt. You know, in that world. You see what I'm saying? But you fuck around, step up there to Mike Tyson and them. Oh yeah, two right hooks in the first round and you done. You see, that's what it is to be man. We have to juggle so much more shit. Bitches can just so now I'm going to touch on the feats for women. And this is a serious. I really want to touch on this, because this is serious. First, I want to say this to women. Look, you woman, and this is for men to listen to too. For a woman, getting you know, 20 starting off on Monday single, and then by Friday having, you know, eight different guys you talking to, that is nothing to be proud of as a woman. That's nothing to be proud of, because the easiest thing for a woman to do is to get is to get 5 minutes worth of attention. That's the absolute. You would have a harder time selling water than giving bottled water away for free in the city than getting a, than find a reasonably attractive woman to get 5 minutes worth of attention out of a man by just standing somewhere. You have a hard time giving away water for free in the summertime. This is not a feat. But the reason why women have adopted that this is a feat is because, like I said, I think in the last video, it's human nature to want to imitate and mimic what we worship, what we secretly worship. So the same, like, and this falls to that same boat in videos, you know, why I made about the guy giving duck face pictures doing it. Because he's really worshiping bitches and he thinks he's getting ready to beat the system into pulling a bitch. Is it, and okay, this is in theory the same shit of what women do when they glory, when they talk about they got all these guys, I got all these matches on Tinder, I got all this. See, that's not a feat for you. But see, they women, you think it's a feat because you're mimicking what you worship. Because men, this is a feat for men. You see, as a woman, you have to realize the reality as a woman. Woman's feet is not getting attention in 5 minutes. Woman's feet is keeping a man's attention after he's dumped 10 loads of cum in her and has now gotten tired of her vagina. That is woman's feet. All right. How do you keep somebody genuinely happy to be around you after they're tired of sex with you? You see, like I said in the last video, what was chastity? You see, a woman getting something for 5 minutes, that's no problem at all. That's not a feat, especially if you're reasonably cute and attractive. That's not a feat. What's a feat for a woman is to keep somebody around for 5 years. Because, see, by then, he's definitely tired of her pussy, all right? And if he's not tired of her pussy, well, she's on a pedestal and she don't like that. See, so her woman maintaining that balance of keeping somebody around her and her, you know, actually being a decent human with it, that is your feat. See, women, you have, like, stop listening to other women, because that's where it always goes wrong. And two, you have to realize what is the actual challenge. But you have to realize the actual challenge in your life. But as, you know, society has shown countless times over and over again, woman's primary thing is comfort and the easy path out. So you're not going to do that. But with that being said, this is going to be more aimed at the guys. Look, whenever a woman tries to toss around that, she's got so many guys interested in her, blah, 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 that means fucking nothing. Okay. If a woman's trying to throw around, she has guys. Look, if a woman's trying to throw around, she has all these people interested in her and she still got it and all that, that means absolutely fucking nothing, dude. Absolutely nothing. All right. You know what's impressive is if Beyonce can keep Jay-Z. That's impressive. All right. That would impress me if she can keep him. any bitch can go offer to give Jay-Z a blowjob, you know, 15 times a day. That's not a feat for woman. But like I said, women, as humans, we imitate. We mimic what we worship. So women have taken on that characteristic of thinking that there's value in that. There's no value. Like, as a woman, there is no value in you getting sex. There is no value in that. In the overall scheme of things, there is no value in a woman getting sex or attention. In 5 minutes. The value is in her maintaining any that what's difficult for woman is maintaining something after those initial 5 minutes are over. But yeah, so I just woke up. So I hope that made some sense. Maybe when I wake up, I'll probably try to break it down a little better. But yeah, I'm going to do a live stream tonight. I was going to do a live stream last night, but I was busy trying to set up Streamlabs properly. And y'all know I'm not the best with that shit, so I'm sure I probably fucked it up, but I hope I did it right. But yeah. So I'm definitely gonna do a live stream tonight. Today is Friday, September 24th. So yeah, definitely by tonight, I'm gonna do a live stream for sure. Hope you guys have a good day. I'm out of here. Bye.